good morning, good evening, good afternoon, in the case I don't see you, good night. I am in Peru right now. I have not really put out a podcast in a while. I just did just release one because it was actually on my phone. I forgot to release it before I left. It was just a little improvised song that I wrote that I actually ended up performing at one of the ayahuasca ceremonies this past week. And I was like, oh, I see it on there. I'm going to release it to the world and continue on because that's what content is all about. It's about the release. I think if you look at content about the fulfillment, you're going to get it all wrong and end up being probably depressed and frustrated because there's so much stuff out there that frustrates people, pisses people off, and gets on people's nerves. And if you're attached to the outcome of what you're creating, you will probably end up in the trap of basically just feeling not so great. I've been there before. It's like, well, I create content because I want people to like it. And if they don't like it, then I don't feel good about myself. And oh my God, this is like, what is going on? This messed up cycle. So for me, content, and if you're a content creator, I urge you and I tell you, do it just to do it. Do it to get it out. Like, do it because there's something inside of you that you want to share and you want to, like, it's like taking a mental, emotional dump, however beautiful and wonderful smelling the dump is. It's like, just take it, flush the toilet, and move on with your life and do the next thing. Otherwise, you will get stuck in the cycle of potentially depression and all that stuff. You might hear a rooster screaming outside. That is because I am indeed in the jungle right now, in Peru, in Iquitos. I've been here for the last month. I was hired to come down here, actually, to teach ayahuasca. Vocal workshops during an ayahuasca retreat. So it was a 2-week about retreat, and there was 11 participants, a few facilitators, Juanita Curandera, and I was there to teach music, to help people open up their voice. We had a lot of fun. I got people to work on writing songs, writing medicine songs, performing the songs, because after every ceremony, we'd kind of go around in a circle, and people could share a song. And it was a lot of fun. It was really affirming in so many ways. It was really wild for me. I'll talk more about it specifically, but having done ayahuasca in May, I didn't expect to go back because it was so intense and I learned so much and I made so many changes in my life that I was kind of like feeling good. So when this opportunity came up, it was awesome because I got a chance to share my gifts, but I wasn't necessarily in a space where I was like looking to just do more ayahuasca and more healing for myself. So when I did the ceremonies and I got just a lot of affirmation about what I had done, a lot of clearing, and the ceremonies were actually really pleasant and not like dark and wild and crazy and traumatic, which sometimes they can be because sometimes people need that. For me, they were light and easy for the most part, and it was just affirming that on the right path, and that path is really a lot about just being here to channel my gifts and to share them with you, so I'll take it. And that's why I'm launching a mentorship program soon where people are going to get together online and we're going to talk and I'm going to just be a bit of a guide to help you with things that you're stuck with. It's really just about taking a good hard look at yourself. Listen, there's lots of techniques and tools and things that you can do to better your life on the spiritual path or whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, for me, it's really just looking at yourself honestly and overcoming all the fears that hold you back from being who you can be. So within that vein, I'd like to start the podcast off with something that a special person in my life and I have been chatting with about. We talked about this recently, and it's about how most of the seemingly adults and the powerful people in the world are really just like adult-looking children. And it's a weird thing because, to know that the president or some of the greatest leading scientists in the world and athletes and actors and famous people are mostly on the emotional scale, just children, it can be really scary. You're like, the people that are running this planet are just kids? How is that even possible? What's going on? I thought I'd talk to you about it today and maybe give you a little bit of insight. And if you do have some fear, take it away. Or if you had some suspicions. Because it's one of those keys. There's certain keys that kind of unlock the secrets to the universe, and this to me is one of them. So first off, it's really easy to look at someone from your perspective and assume that they should A, be mature, and B, have it together. It's really easy to see the businessman that works for the big Fortune 500 company, the CEO, who gets up in the morning and he has his routine. He shaves, he showers, takes a dump, whatever, and then he gets into his like fancy Mercedes, kisses his beautiful wife goodbye, Or she kisses him goodbye and gets into her Mercedes, because we are living in a world with, equality, and anyone can work anywhere, which is freaking sweet. But this person goes into work, and they have their briefcase, and they have their things that they say, and they have their meetings, and people respect them and revere them, and they make big decisions about what's going to happen in the company, and it's very exciting. And then they go out to get drinks, or they go to a nice fancy dinner, and they come home, and do it all over again. It's easy to look at someone in that position from the outside and to make these assumptions. To assume that because they have, the good job, the fancy car, the beautiful house, that they must be emotionally immature. But the funny thing is, you can work your ass off. You can go to school, you can study, you can work your way up to the top of a company, start a company from nothing, make millions, if not billions of dollars, and yet not really move very far on the emotional maturity scale. And that's because it's easy to hide behind the veneer of success. It's easy to bury yourself in work and make it seem from the outside like you're good, to dress a certain way, to talk a certain way, and convince other people that you know what you're doing. And maybe in the case of work, you do. But I have found that it is so much more valuable and more challenging to actually just be an honest, vulnerable person than it is to, be the head of some gigantic company. And it's so backwards in our world, because we value this whole, like, making money, being successful, like, oh wow, she's, the head of this, or oh wow, he's the top of that. And it's like, to me, none of that matters. None of that means literally anything. Okay, they have a lot of money, cool. Chances are they're probably not happy. They're probably stressed out of their mind. They probably got into this work thinking that was the thing, thinking if I just put my head down, I work really hard, I climb my way to the top, that will solve all my problems. But it's the wrong thing. So because of that, because like our society is really all about this idea of not just living your dream, but being successful. Whether it's having the house with the white picket fence, the 2.5 kids and 3-car garage, whatever it is. We live in this world where we're told that success is actually very material based. And we're told that if we work hard and we do our thing, that we can have success, and that means that we're going to be happy. But the success never creates the happiness. You can be happy and be successful, and that is great if you figure that out. But it doesn't intrinsically have any value. It's the same thing with fame I've talked about here before. Like, being famous doesn't intrinsically have any value. People think they want it. Like, if I'm just a famous movie star, I'm going to have everything I want. But then they get the thing and they realize they're not famous. Or they get the job and they realize, I mean, they get famous and they realize it's not the thing. Or they get the job and they realize that actually it does not make them happy. But then they're kind of stuck, because they're like, well, wait a minute. My whole life I was told that if I worked hard, I did well, I'd have stability, I'd have, this great life, and I'd be happy and feel good about myself. But I don't feel any of those things. Sure, I have money, but I feel depressed, and I'm even feel more scared about money because I have so much. But what if I lose it all? And then how do I live? And blah 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 blah. Right? So it goes on and on and on and on. So it's very easy to make a lot of money. It is, and I'm not saying that because I'm a gajillionaire. I've made a lot of money before, and I've honestly, given a lot of that up. And I know how to make money. And I used to get paid a lot of money to show up on set for one day. Money that, people make in months and months, I could make it one day. And it was cool. It was like cool walking in and being like, oh wow, this is my job. I'm like, work for 4 hours and just have some fun and cook some food, and I make enough money to live for at least a month. Like, cool, I'll take it. Why not? However, it wasn't making me happy. It was at first, but ultimately it wasn't aligned with what I truly wanted to do in the world, and it was not making me happy. Because I was doing something based on what I thought was awesome versus what I actually knew my heart and my soul craved. So to go back to this concept, it's very easy for people to spend their entire life working and getting some success, even climbing up the political ladder and finding ways to be, governors and mayors and even presidents, without actually being emotionally immature. Now, I don't look at those people as wrong or bad or evil, even the worst of them. I don't look at them as evil. I think their actions are evil. I don't condone their actions. But I think deep down, most people are just a little scared kid that always wanted a hug from one parent, and the parent never gave it to them, so they spent their whole life trying to impress that parent, trying to be successful, trying to work hard, to gain, to assume that, okay, well, my parent never loved me. I never really had love and acceptance for who I was, or the society never really loved me for who I was. They ridiculed me, they made fun of me, so I'm gonna work really hard, I'm gonna show them, I'm gonna become powerful, I'm gonna make lots of money, and then people will respect me, and I will demand their respect, and they will give me their respect. So you go on this path and you completely avoid actually dealing with the thing that actually is going to give you all those feelings, which is emotional maturity, which is looking at yourself and actually growing as a human. And you go on this whole other path and it's completely the wrong way, and then you get there and you realize that, oh damn, nothing's changed. So what do? Well, most people, they just lean in harder. Oh, I just need more success. Government is not good enough. I need to be the head of the state or the House of Secretary or whatever the hell the things are, because I don't know that much about politics. And they keep going, going, going. Okay, that's not good enough. Now I need to run for vice president, for vice president, for president. And it goes and goes and goes, but yet the fulfillment is never there. I see this a lot with artists where they work really hard to get their music out there, to be, you know, really well respected, and to be vulnerable even in some ways with their music. But no matter how successful they get, they're not fulfilled. And I'm generalizing here, some people are, but I'm talking about the people that are not, and it's more often than not that they're not. But they're not fulfilled, so they keep trying to get more, and they think the more they have, okay, well, I have a lot, but this person has more. This person's more famous than me. They got more streams, they got more hits, they got bigger venues, they're selling out, more fans. So then they get more. And then they see that that doesn't help, so then they get for more. They go for more and they get more. All along the while, they're usually just trying to please and or show one person. So usually, I mean, it could be a variety of people, it could be society, friends, but usually it goes down to, from what I've seen, it's like one parent that never really gave them that love, like I said before. One parent that they never really felt accepted them, that was always really critical of their music and their talent, so they kept doing more and more to show them. And it's unfortunate. It's a sad thing. But it's part of the world. It's part of the world that we live in. And we can sit here and we can sulk about it. And why didn't daddy love me? Why? You know, or why didn't this person accept me? Why was I picked on and bullied in school by all the cool, popular kids? If I just become cool and popular, then I'll be happy too. I've been all the things. I've been a nerd. I've been an outcast. I've been cool and popular. I've been all, I don't know why, I've always been a chameleon. I was never labeled as one thing. I always thought I was a nerd, and I was fine with that. But then all the cool kids wanted to hang out with me, and I couldn't really understand it. But I was like, okay, you know. But I never really fit in. I never like labeled myself as a cool kid. I just was somehow around that and accepted. So I'm like, what does that make me? But I've seen people also that, you know, try to become cool. And they're like, if I become cool or successful, successful. It's early in the morning. I didn't really sleep much last night. If I become successful, well, then people will like me. But they're not, you know, because emotional maturity is an internal journey. It's something that you do from within. And you can look at other people and wish and want all your freaking life, but it will get you nowhere. I promise you that. Growing as an adult, growing into an adult from a child, and I'm not talking about like the innocence of a child. There's always, you know, people always say like, oh, you got to develop your child inside. Like, that's a different thing. That is more from my experience, like the essence, the playfulness, the openness, the loving way of seeing things. And in some ways, harnessing that side will actually help you mature into an actual like adult human being by accessing the side of yourself that's about play, that's about fun, that's about curiosity, that's about wonder, that's about joy. Those things are valuable. But to be like some just immature, like baby emotional status, and then on the outside look like you're like a, you know, really successful whatever person, that is going to get you nowhere. So if you're freaking out and you're looking at these wealthy, powerful politicians and leading this and head of that, don't get too caught up in that stuff, because it doesn't really mean that much. It doesn't mean somebody can't do good in the world still. But if that's where you're coming from, I feel like it's very hard to try to get successful and then kind of reverse engineer yourself. But you can. I mean, you can go either way. But at the end of the day, you need to kind of step back and strip back all the crap that's holding you back and actually grow as a person first, find personal fulfillment, figure out what you love to do, Figure out what makes you happy. Figure out who you are beyond the fears, beyond the judgments, beyond the conditions, beyond all the lies, and actually go and do something about it. Because one day, if you don't, you might find out that you got the job and you got all the things and have all the success. But now all of a sudden you're that person and your relationship is secretly completely failing. And you know, on the outside you look great, but on the inside you have, you know, no real friends. You have no one that you can really talk to because you spent your years burying yourself in work, trying to build up your own false ego instead of dealing with it, instead of actually looking at the ego that you have and destroying it down bit by bit to become who you know you can be. Because once you've destroyed the false self, something actually much greater comes through. And then you can do whatever you want. It's a cool thing. People get confused about this like whole non-attachment ego thing. It's like, well, if I don't have an ego, what am I? Because the ego is the character. But it's the attachment to the ego that's a problem. And in life, like I have an ego. I'm not like, we hear the word ego, like, oh, that guy's got such a big ego. It's like, look at this little birdie. Hey there, bird. How's it going? These little beautiful birds just like flapping my windowsill every day and they come to say hi. How's it going? That was not a bird sound. I don't know why I did that. Make a sound of a bird. Oh, man. But here's the thing. You know, the ego, there's the association of, oh, he's got a big ego. You know, it's like selfish versus selfless. I did a podcast about that. Like, we hear these words, we have a negative connotation. But the ego to me is much more simple. It's just the essentially the character that we live into. So we can attach ourselves to our character and assume that our character is this real solid thing that makes choices and makes decisions and has opinions and wants and needs and desires. Or we can start to look at that and strip back all the crap and actually realize that, yeah, we have a character that we play in life, but we can slip into whatever character we want. We can shift that character. You know, and I'm not attached to that character. So if I do or say something that doesn't agree with someone else, I'm not attached to the words that I'm saying. I do my best in the moment, and then once they're gone, they're not mine anymore. Once I share a podcast, I have no attachment to it. You can do and think and say whatever you want about this podcast, but the moment it's out, it's gone. It's not part of me anymore. It's out there for you to listen, to digest, to feel whatever you want. If you get too caught up in the me, if you get too caught up in these words as though they're mine, and that, well, I don't know if he lives that way. I don't know if that's really real. This guy could be full of shit himself. How do I not know that? It's like, you don't know that. You don't know. What I could be saying could be totally bogus. It's not, but it could be. And regardless, you have no way to validate that about me unless you follow me around and like plant secret cameras in my house. Please don't. It wouldn't be fun, I promise. You'd just probably be bored. Except I like to dance sometimes. Pretty much all the fun stuff that I do, I like show on Instagram or YouTube or something anyway. However, the only way for you to know something to be true is to validate it through your own experience. To take all of the things in your life that you've ever known, experienced, and look at them. And anything that's coming in, to look at it. And to validate it. Is it real? Is it not real? Does it serve me? Does it not serve me? Did it come from a place of good, or did it come from a place of fear? Is this thing that I learned as a kid helping me, or is it holding me back? Is what my parents told me, is it valuable, or is it messing with my head and keeping me small? So look at all those things. And that's what I'm asking you to do, is actually take a look at yourself. That's what the mentorship program is about. And if you're interested, I will post a link in the bottom description. That's also what the book that I'm writing, Conversations with Your Best Friend, is about. And it's just about done. It's in the final stages of editing. And I'm actually very excited about it. I'm excited to share. And a lot of the things I talk about on this podcast are in there. But again, I'm not here to talk about a book. I'm here to talk about you emotionally maturing. Because one of the intentions of this podcast is to remind you that even some of the most powerful people in the world are really just babies. And probably 99.9% of people in the world, and actually 0.9999999, even some of the most affirmed spiritual gurus and self-help people in some cases, you know, are pretty emotionally immature, and they're doing things from ego, and they're dressing a certain way, and they're acting a certain way to convince you of something that might not be real. But I'm not here to judge them or to criticize them or to make a list of who I think is a baby or not. I'm just here to tell you that if you get a feeling that someone that you always looked up to or revered or idolized is maybe not who they say they were, and maybe you've been following someone that's kind of like a false prophet, it's probably because of these reasons. And it's okay. We don't need to blame them. We don't need to get upset. And if you need to get upset at first, get pissed, write it down, write your feelings, shout from the top of the roof, that's cool. But at the end of the day, you can't hold on to that anger unless you want to stay in that space. At some point, you have to let go and realize that you will pass most of the people in your life, most of the mentors in your life, most of the people that helped guide you. At some point, you have a choice to either go further than they went or to stay stuck and convince yourself that you need to just study under them forever. But if you're studying under someone forever or learning from them and you're not really getting anywhere, you're just getting more and more knowledge and getting more and more confused in some cases, if you're not really getting closer and closer to truth, well, then maybe you need to, as they say, metaphorically cut the head of the Buddha off and move forward. Move on. Anything that's in your way, move forward. Strike through the mask, as Ahab says in Moby Dick. Strike through the mask and get out of the emotional prison that you're in. And stop blaming other people, because it's not going to do you no good. Start looking at your own actions. Find your own maturity. You will get so much more out of growing yourself emotionally than trying to figure out why other people are the way they are. For me, it's obvious. I can look at anyone, even our president, and understand exactly why he is the way he is and why he does the way he does. But what he does that he does, why he does the things that he does, I completely get it. Because he's just a little kid inside that just probably wants love and never got it. So he created this gigantic shell of an ego to try to feel good about himself, to block out anything that might get in his way. And I'm not saying his actions are good or that I condone them in any way, but I understand why they happen and I can actually change myself instead of getting so caught up in, why is the president this way? This is so horrible. He's doing all these horrible things. I don't think that change comes from trying to convince someone who has a gigantic ego that they have a gigantic ego. I think it comes on a much more organic level where we actually start to point the finger back at ourselves, make our own change. It's easy to get frustrated at our parents and our friends and the society and the world around us. But we can spend our whole life in that hate and that anger and that frustration and not move an inch. But destroy your own self. Destroy the ego that, you know, the false self within you first. And then once that's clear, once you feel good about who you are, well, then you can do whatever the hell you want. Then if you want to try to save the world or solve the global climate crisis, you know, or teach or write a book, or just play music on the street and cook food. Whatever you want to do, you can do. But first, get clear on who you are. So much love to y'all. Remember, mentorship link if you're interested to apply. Click the thing link below, the thingy thing.